Sota, Perkhes, Mishnah Hey 8:5. The Mishnah returns to sort of explicating those verses we had back in the 20th chapter of the Devarim, Shoftim. So now the verse we're talking about here is the verse which specifies the Shochim themselves giving instructions to the people, no longer the Kol Mashuch Mohammed speaking. And the Pasuk says, this is all one Pasuk really, it's Devarim Perkhaf Pasuk Ches 28. V'yasfu ha-shotrim l'daber el ha'am. The officers continue to speak to the people, meaning they're adding. What are they being mosif? They're adding from their own, as opposed to what the Mashuch Milchama said. So this presumably could be said, not in Lashon HaKodesh. And the pasuk continues, it says, v'amru, and they say, mi'a ish hayarei, anyone here who is afraid, v'rach halevav, or is of tender heart, yelech, v'yashov leveso, let him now go back home. So the Mishnah here says, after quoting that pasuk, it says, Rabbi Kiva Omer. Rabbi Kiva says, who's included in this? Hayarei v'rach halevav kamashmo. The meaning of the expression is whoever is afraid and of tender heart is like it sounds, meaning literally taken literally. She'enu yachol la'amod b'kishri ha'milchama v'liros cherev shlufa. They're simply afraid and they can't bear to see and stand before Kishri HaMilchama. That's like the enemy, the formation, like military formations, where the people, the enemies are sort of like tied closely together so that they don't let people get around them or pass them. And Veliros Cherev Shlufa, and to see a drawn sword. So they panic. I mean, they're simply scared. Now, the Mefarshim here on the Pasuk, note that there's two separate categories, ostensibly. You have the people who are yorei, who are afraid, and the people who are rach halevav, people who are of tender heart. What's the difference? So perhaps Rabbi Kiva is differentiating between the two, and perhaps he isn't, because he gives two different things, people who are afraid of the military formation, the people who are afraid of the drawn sword. But other mefarshim, like Rishonim on the Pasuk, say there are two kinds of people who are afraid of being killed, and people who are too, let's call it, merciful, that they can't kill them, can't do the killing themselves. And there's a bit of a different approaches in the Mefarshim, which of the two applies to which, meaning is the Yirei referring to one who's scared of killing or scared of being killed? Most actually learned that on the Psukim, it seems, they look, Yirei is they're afraid of being killed, and Rach Levav is of doing the killing. That's how the Tosefta has it, but there are others who learn all the way around. In any event, that's how he understands it. But Rabbi Yossi Galili learns that this isn't people who are afraid of dying or killing. It's people who are afraid because of sins they have committed themselves. And being that they have these sins, they're concerned they won't have the divine protection that Hashem promises in the parsha that he goes to battle with us. That's not to say that he doesn't agree someone who actually is literally afraid wouldn't be exempt, but he adds to the list people who are afraid that they won't have the divine protection and therefore they will be killed in battle. And of course, that's bad for everybody, because once people start dying, then everyone's going to panic. More than that, he says the reason why we had these people 2 Mishnayos ago coming to the battlefront only to be dismissed because they hadn't yet started their marriages or enjoyed their gardens and so on, their vineyards, is to protect these people who had sin in their hands from being embarrassed when they left. So we had a cover for them. In other words, at the time that these people who haven't yet enjoyed their new homes or new vineyards or new wives are going to be dismissed and leave the battlefront, so the people who know that they are sinners will leave as well, and they won't be humiliated by the fact that they have averas that they're afraid of. And that's what the Mishnah here says. It says, Lefikach, and therefore, Talasa lo ha-Torah es kol elu. It was because of kol elu, all of these other 3 categories, people who are dismissed from the battlefront, they were brought in because of the protection of these people who had sin in their hands. Sheyachzor biglalan. They go back because of them, meaning these 3 categories of people, go back because of these people, the sinners, so they won't be embarrassed. Okay? Now, there's a third shitty here, Rabbi Yossi. Don't get confused. Rabbi Yossi HaGalili was the second opinion. This is Rabbi Yossi Stam. Rabbi Yossi Stam is Rabbi Yossi Ben Chalafta. He's all over Shas also. And he really agrees in principle with Rabbi Yossi Hagalili, that people who are afraid because they have averas that will jeopardize their safety, they are certainly dismissed. But he is arguing regarding what kind of averas we're talking about. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi is saying it's only doraisas. If it's a doraisa crime, then yes, dismissed. If it's just a derabanan, then not. And he gives these examples. He says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, almana lekohen gadol, and a grush v'chalut lekohen hediot, and mamzeres and asin li Yisrael, and bas Yisrael lemamzer ulenasin, harei hu hayare barach levav. People have these sort of illegal marriages that the Torah didn't sanction, a kohen marrying a grusha. So those are the people who should go back. And he's really kind of cutting and pasting from the list we had earlier on. Okay, that's his list of doraisas. And that's the machlokas. Now, first of all, the halacha is that we're not following the Raviosis here. We're going through Akiva. It's not people who have sin on their hands, but people rather who are afraid, literally afraid of war. As far as Rabbi Yossi's shita here, there is an interesting question, because in his list, he has the Kohen who's married to a chalutza. The chalutza, the one who performed chalitza, is only prohibited from a kohen midrabanan. Therefore, it's very peculiar that it is here on the list of items which are isurei doraisa. And why would that be? So some learn, this is just a cut and paste of what we said previously, and since Mishnayos were to be memorized, and they shouldn't get confused, so he just used the exact same words as before, and it didn't actually mean the chalutza who's married to the kohen. That kohen would not be actually dismissed, according to Rabbi Yossi. Others on, however, that there's really kind of three categories, if you will. There's Doraisas, there's Durabanans, and there's a middle category called the Durabanan, which is supported by an Asmachta. And that's how, Rabbi Kiva Eger learned what's going on over here, that there's a Shita of the Ritva, that an Asmachta means something along the lines of, yes, it's Durabanan, but Hashem thinks it's a good idea, so he built the psukim to support that, if you will, and therefore they found a hook to hang it on. So while the Torah didn't say it's not a drasha per se, but the Torah sort of sanctions it, I'll call it retroactively. So there it carries more weight than a regular derabanan. And according to that approach, here Rabbi Yossi is saying even derabanans that are supported by an asmachta, those also would be a sufficient reason for someone who's on the battlefront to go back home.